More than 1,000 protesters attended the official Black Lives Matter march, which ended without confrontation. But less than an hour later, police threatened to forcibly disperse a crowd that had gathered to block the nearby intersection.
Other enforcement action may include actual physical removal, riot control agents, less lethal munitions, or the use of other necessary force, which could result in serious injury. You have 5 minutes to disperse, starting now.
Tear gas was shot into the crowd. One protester, identified only as Junior, was also witness to another confrontation with officers that occurred the night before at University Square Mall.
When they was tear gassing everybody, and then when they went across the street and looted, the police did nothing.
Bernice Lorden is with Tampa Dream Defenders. She is advocating for an end to cash bail and better priorities for law enforcement.
Instead of investing in riot gear for our police officers, we need to be investing in Black and brown communities.
Lorden said Dream Defenders is holding an online forum on Thursday night with State Attorney Andrew Warren to address some of these concerns, along with how law is enforced in Hillsborough County. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.